Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Many parents are finding it impossible to opt out their children from religion classes despite their legal right to do so. That's according to campaigners. Now, several parents have spoken to the Irish Times about the difficulties they've had and are having in successfully removing their children from religious education. Ciara Rousley is from Tramore in County Waterford. She's been telling me more about her experience. We're having some difficulty connecting with Ciara there, but we will come back to that report because Ciara has two children in secondary school in Tramore. And Michael Nugent, who's the chairperson of Atheist Ireland, is also on the line. Michael, we'll come back to Ciara's story, but essentially it is this. She has two children in secondary school. Her daughter, who's now, I think, in third year, has been able to sit at the back of the classroom reading a book and opting out. Her son, she's had difficulty with because she was told that he had to participate, that it was compulsory. Is this something that you hear from members and others, both at primary and secondary level?
We do, and it's definitely your right to not attend religion class in any state-funded school. That right is protected in the Constitution and it's protected in the Education Act. And Atheist Ireland has an education website called teachdon'tpreach.ie, and if parents are in this situation, they can download letters to the school to adapt to their own circumstance to ensure that the school is aware that they know what their rights are.
Now, I mean, in Ciara's case, it's secondary school, and it's actually, I think we can probably, rather than me telling you what Ciara has said, let's hear Ciara herself. This is Ciara Rousley, two children in secondary school. Her son is 13. She told me her story. Let's have a listen.
My son started first year in a school, secondary school in Tramore a couple of weeks ago, and I sent in a letter asking his teacher could he opt out of religion, and he was told on the day nobody's allowed to opt out and he was forced to participate in the class. Subsequently, I sent a more hard-hitting letter to the management of the school and requesting that I would like to exercise my constitutional rights and please to refrain from forcing my child to participate in religion class. And I wrote to the Department of Education to see what my rights were, and they said that, yes, a school is expected to uphold the request of a parent and that you're entitled to, under the Constitution, to opt your child out of any subject that goes against your conscience.
What, Ciara, did it involve your son being forced, as you say, to participate in religion class?
Well, obviously, he's not traumatised for life. But the thing is, for me as a parent, to send a note into a school signed by a parent and for a teacher to absolutely go against it was upsetting for me and upsetting for my child. He found it embarrassing. So he had to just participate in the class and do the reflection. It's not prayer. It's religious education, not religious instruction, but it's still religion. And I had specifically requested for him to be opted out. He comes from a primary school where he was allowed to opt out. You can imagine for a 13-year-old growing up in the new Ireland that has voted yes to this, that and the other. Now we're faced in a modern, newly built school with this archaic situation. I find it bizarre.
Now, your son is 13. He's in first year. You have an older child in the school as well. She doesn't do religion.
No, she is 15. She's in third year. So she did religion for first year, found it absolutely annoying, very heavy going, and didn't want to do it, begged me to opt her out. So second year came last year and I sent in the same letter, just very low-key, I would like to opt my child out of religion. With a little bit of difficulty, I managed to opt her out. And she's been sitting in the classroom all year doing her own work quietly, as have other children. Mm. And the argument the school is making at the moment, or most recently, I haven't heard from them in a week, but the last conversation I had was that it's a compulsory subject, core subject in the school. And there is a new course, which is part of the junior cycle. And they're making the point that it is religious education and not religious instruction. But I made the point that I had opted adopted my other child out on the same grounds, and I would wish to exercise my constitutional right and human right on the same grounds.
Ciara, what does your son do now during religious education?
So for this, he's had probably about six classes. One of the classes I took him out of that first day after I received a phone call from the school on foot of my harder hitting letter. And they tried to convince me, you know, that it was just the religious education. So I took him out of the school just to further inform myself via the Department of Education. And since that, he's been going into the class quietly, sits down at the back of the classroom and reads a book and doesn't put in or out, you know, on the rest of the class. I have suggested that to the school, that I'm happy for that to happen. I totally understand that resources are limited. I don't expect them to put on an alternative subject. I respect the ethos of the school. It's a Catholic Christian school. I totally respect other people's beliefs. I would like my beliefs to be respected also, and those of my son. You know, I'm not an absolutely raging atheist, but I do believe that, you know, schools should be secular, but I'm not going to push that on a school, obviously, but I want my constitutional and human rights to be upheld, basically. I'm not going to go enroll in the only school in the town. I have no other option. So I'm not going to enroll and relinquish my rights.
Right, now that was Ciara Rousley, and Michael Nugent is still with us. I just want to say we did try to contact the school this afternoon. We couldn't make contact. Their website, though, says it's official policy that religious education is regarded as an integral part of our programme and an important subject throughout school. And in the Irish Times today, the school principal, he declined to comment on the individual case, but did say that the school promoted inclusivity and was always available to meet with parents to resolve any issues. The Department of Education also quoted under the Constitution, Section 32, E of the Education and the Education Act, that parents have a right to have their children opt out of any subject contrary to the conscience of the parent of the student. And they said the manner in which any school ensures that the right to opt out of any class, including religion, is upheld is a matter for the school concerned. Michael, sorry, I just wanted to read all of that. I want to come back to you. Ciara was talking about secondary school here. Let's start though with primary school, because there's another story today of a student in primary school who was given homework while the rest of the class who participated in religious instruction, they were not given homework. Now, that's a punishment then, isn't it? Homework as a punishment.
It is. It's punishing children who don't attend a religious service. And it's rewarding children for the practice of a religion other than their own if they do go to that religious service. And it's that's not what homework is for. It's not what religious services are for. If some children don't have to do that homework, then that homework is not necessary for their education. So they're punishing children by giving them unnecessary homework. And it's part of a kind of whack-a-mole thing that the schools have been getting up to ever since they have come to realise that they can't force children to do religion class. They come up with all of these little excuses. They'll ask parents in for a meeting and ask them about their religious beliefs. They won't give them another subject. They'll tell them you have to collect the child from school. They'll tell them that you have to sit at the back of the religion class. And then this homework thing. We even had a case. We work with the Ahmadi Muslims in Ireland on secular education and with the Evangelical Alliance as well. Mm-hmm. And there was a case in Galway where a Muslim girl had ash put on her forehead on Ash Wednesday.
Right. But the thing is, in coming back to, you know, Catholic-run school, Catholic boards of management, Catholic ethos, it's all out there. There's nothing hidden. And if you sign up to send your children to a school with a Catholic ethos, why are you surprised when what you get is a Catholic ethos-driven school with religious instruction?
And they're entitled to have that, but they're not entitled to force everybody into it if they're not Catholic. The Louise O'Keefe case, you might remember a few years back, a girl who was abused at school in Cork, and she sued the state about it. And that case went as far as the European Court of Human Rights. And what the European Court said is that the state is entitled to pass over control of the schools to a patron body, in this case, the Catholic Church. But the state is still responsible for protecting the rights of children to opt out of things that are against their conscience. And they also said that the state's argument there, which was, you know, you can go to another school or even you could homeschool, which is another option. The European Court said those type of things aren't real options, that a human right, i.e. the right to education without indoctrination, that right has to be vindicatable in practice rather than just the court used the phrase.
So, Michael, do you challenge the right of the individual school then to determine the particular arrangements that are appropriate in each individual circumstance?
Well, in practical terms, they have to, because they're the ones on the ground that, that are dealing with it. And typically what they will say is they don't have the resources to deal with it properly. But it's one of the conditions, again, from the Constitution, it's one of the conditions of having state funding for schools is that you cannot affect prejudicially the right of any child to attend the school without attending religious instruction. So what they've done is they've got state funding, a condition under the Constitution of which is to deal with this issue. They've allocated that funding elsewhere and then said we don't have the resources.
Michael, thank you for joining us. Michael Nugent there, chairperson of Atheist Ireland, and before that, Ciara Rousley speaking to us from County Waterford.